Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood. We want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
All right, we've got the Ludden family up. They're going to be singing He Can. Hoping to be a blessing to you as you listen today. Romans chapter number 7, I'd like for you to stand. This is Apostle Paul. He is speaking here. The Bible says in verse number 15, notice what Paul says. Now, this is the Apostle Paul. If Paul's having problems with sin, guess what? You and I should not expect anything different. Look at what the Bible said in verse number 15. For that which I do, I allow not. Think about that. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But that I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I want you to think about that right there. There's two natures that are mentioned here. There's mentioned the spiritual nature, right? If we've been saved by the grace of God, we have a spiritual nature. It is a spiritual nature that causes us to love. It's a spiritual nature tonight that causes us to help somebody in need. There's a spiritual nature in, amen. But there's also a fleshly nature that causes us to have desire to do that which is wrong. We're fighting that nature all the time. Verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Look at verse number 19. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. I'm going to read that again. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law. There's actually about six laws mentioned in the book of Romans right there. He said, I then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. This is, look at verse 22. I delight in the law of God after the inward man. He is talking about a saved nature, an inward nature. A nature that has been born, listen, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. an inward man. Can I tell you tonight that I've got an inward man? If you've been saved with the grace of God tonight, there's an inward man within you that speaks loudly at times. Amen. Loudly and says to walk away, leave it alone, leave it and walk away and do that which is right. There's an inward man. You ever felt like that I just want to be saved, I just want to read my Bible, and I just want to go to church, I just want to live in the victory, I just want my life to be wonderful, I just want to wake up every morning and sing I Fly Away, and I just want to have life and just enjoy God, and just every day, just wake up and just have a good day. But it's not very long till you face reality. You face a boss man. You face something that's in your world. You face something that you see that causes you temptation. You get depressed, and then you go towards the bottle. Everything in your life, look here, Satan is just as much as God is trying to bless your life, Satan is still trying to ruin your life. And I think it's probably most of our fault that what do we do is this: once we get saved, once we've been in a spirit-filled service, once we've been enjoyed and experienced the presence of Almighty God, that we seem to think that we're on a high and that everything's great and that, oh man, that nothing can touch us. But then all of a sudden, it's at that moment that Satan blindsides you, friend, with something you didn't see coming. Can I tell you tonight, we can walk in victory. We can get up every day. We can, man, leave the house singing I Fly Away. We can stand the word of God. We can be victorious Christians, but we got to know who our enemy is. We got to know what we're fighting. We got to know, man, how that we're being attacked by the devil. In dealing with sin, Paul, he addresses basically three major concerns, or let me just say objections that people had during his day. Those three objections were that some of the Roman Christians were confused about the idea between law and grace. So Paul dealt with these matters in three basic objections or concerns that they might have brought up. The first objection that he brought up was this: if God's grace abounds when we sin, then let's just continue sinning so that we might experience more grace. Wait a minute. What? He said, well, you know, if God's grace abounds, you know, when we sin, he said, well, we'll just go sin more so we can have more grace. That's not right. Something's not right there, amen. That's not exactly right. No, I'm going to tell you tonight. He dealt with that, though, however, in chapter number 6, verses 1 through 14. Then they give another objection. I'm just going to list these three, and we're going to get the message. The second objection was this: if we are no longer under the law, then we're free to live as we please. Wait, no, that's not true. That's not true, because the law shows us what sin is. It shows us how to live. It shows us how to live in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you didn't have the law, you'd not know what adultery is. If you didn't have the law, you'd not know what stealing is. If you didn't have, do you understand what I'm saying tonight? So we have to have the law. Number three, you've made God's law sinful. In other words, you're not fulfilling the law of God, so therefore you've made it sinful. Now we know that that's not so, for God's law showed us what sin is. It actually defined it. So in order for us to understand tonight, it's our schoolmaster. It teaches us and how to live. However, that's not the all of it. Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law so that we might have a relationship, amen, and not be bound under the law. So there's some areas that I believe tonight, you might want to pencil these down, some areas for us to have a way to victory over sin. In order for you to have victory over sin in your life, then you, number one, must know or have an understanding what God defines within the Word of God, the truths of the Bible, if you will, doctrines. Know or continue in learning the Word of God. Know, the Bible said, go over in chapter number 6, back up one chapter. Well, let me back up in verse number 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. There was one of those objections. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us, You see that word right there? Know, K-N-O-W. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. We talked about Sunday how that baptism is what? That watery grave. Y'all remember that? As Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So this is speaking of believers' identification with Christ. Look, yes, we've died. The old man died, right? The old man is dead. We've died out to that old man, that old lifestyle, that old wicked person. But yet, when we died, amen, we come back to life victorious over death, hell, and the grave in the newness of life. We're walking in the Spirit of God. Look, when every person that's born, every person that's born is born with a soul. Every person is born with a soul. And if you die tonight, if you die without Christ, that soul will in eternity. Every person is going to eternity. You're going to live somewhere in eternity. Amen. You'll either live forever in a place called hell in the fiery depths and the charcoal walls of hell, or you'll go to be with Jesus Christ and live eternity with him. But every person has a soul. And the only way that you can have that to renew the newness of life and walk in the flesh and have the power of God in your life is to have a new birth. Amen. You must be born again, the Bible says. And so that, like, as you're born in this world, every single one of us has a father, an earthly father who was Adam. Amen. But then not every person in this world has a heavenly father. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So that through the redemption and the Christ's suffering, there's identification. Every single one of us are identified with Adam. It was Adam's sin, earthly father, in the garden that caused us to be identified as sinners. That's where it all started. We got the identification as a sinner from our earthly father, Adam, all the way to the Garden of Eden. You ever thought about that? We were born into sin. The Bible said in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every single person that's born on this side has been born into sin. And every single person has need of a Savior. Every one of us, because we were born into sin. Now, because we were born into sin, sin has a penalty. And that penalty is this: death. Go back to Romans chapter number 6, same chapter, verse number 23, for the wages of sin is death. And he goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I want you to know tonight that identification with Adam will bring you to be a sinner. However, identification with Christ's death, his burial, and his resurrection will cause you tonight to be identified, amen, and established by the cross of Calvary and what Christ did at Calvary. It's an opportunity to have a relationship with the Heavenly Father, which identifies you with Christ's righteousness and his justification. You can either die a son of Adam with all the guilt and all the shame and all the wickedness and the hell that has happened to generations upon generations. Or you had the opportunity tonight to be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, who came to this world to die for your sin and to die for my sin. And once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're identified no longer as a sinner, but as a child of God. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. All of that sin is gone. You're no longer standing in your righteousness, but you're standing in the righteousness of a holy Savior. You're standing in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When we stand before God, he looks at us. And our identification is that Christ is our Savior. Our sins are gone.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. 1732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.